Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutari, head coach of the Beavers. Senior day, we'll talk about all your seniors here in a bit, but a couple from last night. Series in Bowling Green back in January, you seemed to be able to set the tempo and the style of the game. Obviously couldn't do that last night. How do you do it tonight?
Again, Schulze, it's hard. Every game has a different personality. You know what I mean? It's weird how these games, you know, every period changes, every game changes, and they kind of take on a life of its own. But I just think the biggest thing is we got to play a little faster. We got to create more foot races. And hopefully, again, that's going to obviously, again, kind of turn the tide.
They're virtually unbeatable when they play with the lead. When they scored so fast into the game last night, were you thinking a little bit of uh-oh?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you do, Schulze. I mean, you think a little bit like there because you know how good they are defensively, but you just got to torque it up. You can't sit there and worry about anything. You just got to torque it up, and you got to try to, you know, you got to try to tilt the ice your way, and you got to do it any which way you can, whether it's, again, with your feet, with your physicality. And you got to score a power play goal, and we didn't do that last night, and it gets down to they get a power play goal and we don't.
Penalty kill streak did come to a close last night. The play was reviewed after a challenge. What did you see initially, and what was the reply you got from the stripes after they reviewed it?
It was too many men. It wasn't the angle. You could barely see the guy go off, but you could. So a lot of it was the angle. Granted, they neglected to say they didn't say anything with the angle. I looked at it afterwards. It was the angle. The guy went on the ice. Touched the puck first, so it was too many men, but whatever, it is what it is. And you know, we've got calls go our way too, so I'm not too worried about that, because there's nothing you can do about it. But that's what I saw, Schulze, and it doesn't really matter what they said.
More with Coach Cerutari when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutari. Senior night, six guys that meant an awful lot to your program. Every year you want you know, guys to leave the program in better shape than when they got there. How have these six done it?
Well, first off, outstanding human beings, you know, high character guys. All 4 years they've been here, we've been over 500. We won a McNaughton Cup with those guys. And it's interesting, when we won that McNaughton Cup, four of these guys are defensemen. We have four defensemen and two forwards. And it's interesting, you know, before that season I just said, you know, I knew we had a pretty strong forward group. I knew we were going to be strong in goal. And I still remember saying, you know, we're still too inexperienced on the back line. And, with really these guys playing, a lot of minutes. I mean, if they take a look at, you know, with Billy and Juice and Dylan, those guys have eaten a lot of minutes here, and they ate a lot of minutes as sophomores. It's amazing, like, the development curve from their freshman year to their sophomore year, how those guys came in and just kind of – it blew me away. Again, how they matured that particular year, and that really stands out for me, Schulze.
You've had a lot of shutdown defensemen over the years. Where does Dan Billett rate amongst those guys?
He's right there. I mean, he's tough. He's got good hands. He wills himself. He takes pride in his role. And those guys, again, they're worth their weight in gold when you have those guys. And you miss those guys because, again, they're just they're rocks back there.
Justin Beaudry certainly added more offense to his game this year. Have you seen that coming over the last 4 years?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And he's had spurts of pretty good offense, you know, over his tenure here. But this year, he's brought it to a different level. I think he realizes with a young forward group he had to, and he's took it upon himself to be that guy. And I think Juice can play in the American Hockey League. I think he can play the next level. He's still young. I like the depth to his game. He's good offensively. He's good defensively. He's tough. He can kill penalties. He can play in the power play. He can play in somewhat of a shutdown role. He's just got good depth to his game, and I really like where he's at.
I think most Bemidji natives who are Beaver hockey fans will always remember Dylan Eichstead now for that goal, overtime winner in the outdoor game. Down the road, what are you going to remember the most about him?
Well, I mean, I've known Dylan for a long time, first off. It's been fun over the years coaching Jordan and coaching Dylan, and obviously, again, watched them when those guys were, you know, at Mites, Squirts, you know, Pee-wees, Bantams, and obviously, you know, he's been close to me, close to my son, and it's been really fun coaching him and really watching him grow. And Dylan, Dylan, again, he just does things the right way. Obviously, great off the ice, great in the classroom, and takes his craft very serious. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun watching him grow, too. And he's gotten better every year, and he's added an offensive element, too. And we've got him on the power play this year.
Ian Jenko hasn't played a ton. That's obviously not easy. You can be a good member of a team and a good teammate without playing a ton, can't you?
100%, and he is. It hasn't been easy for Jenks. He's, you know, he's persevered over the course of 4 years. And, you know, he hasn't played a ton, but never complains. And it hasn't been easy for him. I mean, we've had a lot of talks over the course of the last 4 years, but, I mean, he's just he's a stand-up guy. Works extremely hard, great student. Guys love him. You know, a great personality, upbeat personality. And he's never once come to the rink and shown any frustration. And that's not easy to do over the course of 4 years. So I've got nothing but so much respect for Ian Jenko. And, again, I'm glad he stuck it out. And, I mean, it probably hasn't been easy for him, but he's a wonderful person.
Mike Soucier certainly seems to have settled into a role this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, and Soucier's been a role player his 4 years here, and he's been a good role player. And I think this year, again, you know, this has been a strong second half for him. Offensively, he's kind of found a groove, and you know, he's generated some offense. He's been good on the backside of his game. We have him killing penalties, and again, I can tell right now he's feeling it right now, and he's really feeling good about himself. And we've asked a lot out of that line over the course of the last month, and he's been a big part of it.
Jay Dickman certainly had a long road to get here with the torn Achilles and a medical red shirt, and you know, fans are always going to remember him for his size. What sorts of things can he do as a big guy that a lot of big guys can't?
Well, he's got unbelievable hands, got unbelievable vision, and I think Dickie's had a really good second half, too. I mean, he scored his share goals last year playing with Kyle Bauman. Earlier this year wasn't probably as easy for him. I think he wanted probably more offense, but, boy, he's really found his groove. We've got him playing with Brendan Harris, which I think was a good move for Dickie, playing with a speedy guy. And I like where we've moved him on the power play, kind of in that slot area right there as a bumper. And he's a lot to handle because, again, he can see it. Schultze, and he's got hands. I mean, and Dickie's just a wonderful guy. Another guy, guys just love him. He's always got an upbeat personality. Might be the oldest guy in college hockey, too. And, you know, it's just, again, he's a lot of fun to be around.
That's your six seniors. This is also the end of the run for Vance Ballstead. He's retiring at the end of this year. He's been driving the Zamboni for the Beavers for over 40 years. Hard to comprehend 40 years of driving a Zamboni, but what has Vance meant to this program?
Well, I was doing an interview earlier, Schultze, and to me there's two fixtures in this program, Bob Peters and Vance Ballstead. And these guys were both around. You know, think about it. They were both around a long time. You know, coach was almost 40 years. You know, Vance over 40 years right there. So they're synonymous when you talk about Beaver hockey. And people, like my own kids, I mean, all they know is Vance. And when they were younger, I mean, it was funny. I mean, Vance is one of those guys where, again, he's just got an unbelievable personality, and people gravitate towards him. He's a big part of Beaver hockey. He's a fixture here, and he's impacted so many people, Schultze. Not only the people that have worked for him, but so many hockey players. You know, being the Zamboni driver, being the equipment manager, and you know, he's a good man, and it's going to be weird seeing Vance gone and not, you know, wheeling around the Zamboni between periods.
It's going to be nice to see him in the crowd, though. Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.